This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
Yo, Hot Breath-a-verse. We out here, Ty Fi Podcast. It's your boy. We're doing a solo one today, peeps. I'm doing this one today based on performing even when you don't feel like it. One, because I had to overcome that barrier last night. And two, I had to overcome that barrier making this that you're listening to or watching right now. It's a big part of just being a professional is doing things you don't always want to do. The easy solution would be to just do it anyway and get over yourself. But there are a few things I've learned along the way that I'd like to share with you. Just one, to know you're not alone in terms of this struggle of, I don't really want to go up tonight, or I don't really feel like writing, or I don't really gonna email that booker, or whatever it is, whatever self-talk you have, we all have it. Some of us are better at dealing with it than others because we just have more experience dealing with it. So the number one thing I would say when you don't feel like performing, we'll just go with performing or writing as a general kind of template for this. The first one is just remember why you're doing stand-up to begin with. Like, why are you doing this? Why do you need to do this? And a big part that'll help with that is having goals. So if you have goals in this game, doing the work you don't feel like doing will help. It'll help you to overcome that. So, for instance, I didn't feel like recording a Ty Fi podcast today. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I realized, oh, Joel, remember your goal with this is to build a comedy network and platform for comedians and fans to connect, interact, and learn from each other. Oh, you want Hot Breath to be the voice of comedy? Well, then you better post the Ty Fi podcast. So that's what got me up and at 'em and recording this for you and also me. So having a goal in mind or an overall why you're doing stand-up, what you're hoping to get out of it, beyond just this single open mic, because open mics can be depressing where you're in a coffee shop getting heckled by coffee grounds and three people, two of them are on staff and one of them is homeless just trying to stay warm. So those can be defeating or demeaning, but that's all part of the process. So doing those anyway, I've actually found a lot of my biggest breakthroughs have come from shows that I didn't feel like doing. So when you are in that negative mind space of, just remember why you started stand-up. And that'll, hopefully the why will deliver the worth to what you're trying to achieve. If you want to get out of your own head, get out of your own self. Also, you could think about the audience as well. In a lot of cases, this audience either showed up and paid, whether you feel like it or not. You know, it's kind of like you go get your hair cut and the barber's like, I'm not really feeling like cutting hair today. Oh, too bad. You're getting paid for the service. The audience has the expectation to receive the service they paid for. So as a comedian, that is your responsibility. That is your job. Boom. That's a good one. I like that barber analogy. That's actually pretty darn good. But really, like, get out of your own head for a second and think, hey, this audience, even if it is a free show, if like the audience there, they're there to laugh. That's why it's so important to not just phone it in when it is only three people in the audience. Treat it like it's 300. Really perform. Really be professional. Because if you can perform professionally in front of three people, when you do get in front of 30, 300, 3,000, it's going to be a piece of cake because you have done the hard work in front of the three people that'll make you just float when there's an actual audience. So treat every show as if it is the show because you never know who's in that audience either. So that's another reason you always want to perform up to your maximum potential, is because, hey, you just never know who's in that audience that may connect you to the next gig or the next opportunity. So we're winding up here on 5 minutes, but I've just felt this, so I figured maybe some of you out there were feeling the same thing. We all go through the peaks and valleys where we're like, oh man, this is awesome. And then other times you're like, oh man, what? You mean this isn't perfect all the time and I'm not always motivated and positive and I too need to break through these barriers? Yeah, we all go through it, people. So just remember the why. Remember why you're doing what it is you're doing, why you're doing stand-up. Also, you could think about why you feel the way you do. It may not even be that show. It may be something stressful that happened at your day job or something stressful that happened with a significant other or family member. Like, may not be the comedy that's causing your turmoil, if you will. That's a bit of a dramatic term for a comedian not wanting to perform on stage, is the turmoil we all feel as creatives, man. But anyway, I said all that to say, remember why you're doing stand-up comedy. Have goals. I think that'll really help you to overcome those tough times when you're not feeling like doing what you know you should do. You know, it may not be what you want to do, but it's definitely what you should do. So having goals can help you to almost overcome that friction in your decision-making process. If you get out of your own head, think about the audience as well. They're there to laugh. If it's, you know, they didn't show up to ruin your night. They came to laugh. They came to a comedy show, so give them a comedy show, period. And overall, just as a silver lining, a lot of these sets where I have had to force myself into doing them, I've had my biggest breakthroughs. So you always feel better afterwards as well. You know, it's just getting over that hump. So at the end of the day, what you can do while you're sitting there at the show and you're like, nah, I'm just going to leave. Nah. Well, list the pros and cons. Really sit there for a second. Take inventory. Okay, what are the pros and cons of me performing or not performing? And I guarantee you'll end up performing. So thanks for listening to this. I love you all so much and all the support you have shown the Hot Breathiverse. And I'm going to be honest, you motivated me to do this today because I wasn't. I was legitimately like, I just don't feel like it. And then I had to remember, oh, cool, Joel, you don't feel like it, but there's hundreds and almost thousands. Well, we are in the thousands, actually. But I was thinking, who's going to be listening to this today on the drop date of Wednesday? I've set the expectation. You guys have set the expectation for me in terms of, you know, you're expecting these right tens to come out on Wednesdays. You're expecting the long-form interviews to be out on Mondays at 8 a.m. So that's all part of it. I had to remind myself, hey, Joel, this isn't just about you, okay? If you want to build a comedy network, you better treat it like one. So here we are doing this. So thank you guys for overcoming this. I hope this helps you to overcome whatever hesitation you're having right now or second guessing. Anything you have, please feel free to reach out. You know, the social media, always Hot Breath Pod. You guys know this really if you're listening. You can hit me up on Gmail, hotbreathpod@gmail.com. You know, I'm just all about connecting and interacting. So however I can help you, or if you have found other ways that help you to get over the hump, I'll be happy to share them in the social media. So holla at your boy if you have any questions, but keep grinding, peeps. It's not easy, but it's worth it. And I really appreciate, and I feel better. If I didn't do this, I would have regretted it all day, but now I got it out of the way, got a productive task accomplished. Now the rest of the day will fall into line. So thank you, Hot Breathiverse. I love you all so much. And until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. I'm doing this all from my phone. I'm experimenting with a new way of uploading these, so I don't have the sound effects for these right tens. So we'll just see. But we're all experimenting. So this is an experimentation. Thank you.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.